bills sponsored by Republican State Representative Wes Cantrell would provide a $6,000 subsidy for public school students to attend private schools. PAJC reports Cantrell is using hot-button issues like critical race theory and school COVID policies to push the legislation. Opponents say vouchers like this take money away from public schools that are already struggling.
It is the Martha Zoller Show. Sean Del Somers here with me, and we're talking to Representative Wes Cantrell about a couple of bills that he is shepherding through related to education reform. And Wes, in anticipation, first of all, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Martha. It's my first time, so go easy on me.
I always do. I always like people to have their say. Listen, in anticipation of having you on, I had a friend of mine from high school send me a question about whether this bill will, what about the tax dollars and how will it follow the student? And also what would happen with transportation of students? This is not actually a school choice bill, or is it?
Oh, it is. It is. The bill would provide for a promised scholarship for students that were eligible. And there's actually an allocation specifically in that scholarship for up to $500 to be used for transportation, because that can become an issue for a lot of families when they choose not to send their child to the public school they're districted for anymore.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen with this?
Well, I'm going to work like crazy to pass the bill. I got it out of Education Committee last week. It was heard in the Rules Committee on Thursday, and my hope is that it will come out of Rules on one day the next week, Monday or Tuesday, and be on the floor for a four vote Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of next week.
So tell us what people should expect in these, because there's two bills, right? So what do they expect in these bills?
There are two bills. The bill that's made it to out of committee at this point is House Bill 60. And this is a bill which provides for a promised scholarship in the amount of 95% of what the state is currently spending on that student. So the state would save 5% for any student who took one of these scholarships. To qualify for one of the scholarships, you have to be currently enrolled in public school. And you have to come from one of six categories. You got to either be in a school that's underperforming in the bottom 25% of all public schools. You have to be from a lower income family. You have to be a student in foster care or who has been adopted out of foster care. You have to be a student who's a member of an active military family, or you have to be a student with special needs, or you have to be a student who is at a school that has been closed for in-person instruction for at least one semester. Most Georgians would qualify under one of those six categories, but it is limited.
So what do you hope to accomplish from these bills?
Well, I hope to accomplish giving parents an option. Our public schools, for the most part, do an excellent job. I'm a former public school educator myself. I'm the father of a public school educator. But even when public schools operate at their best, there's always going to be a small percentage of students who do not perform well in a traditional classroom setting, and they need a different learning environment. So this bill is designed to target that small percentage of students who need a different environment, because one size doesn't fit all, especially when it comes to education. And the funding on this saves taxpayers a whole lot of money because, the state only controls about 50% of the amount that is spent on each student in our state in the public school. So when a student takes this scholarship, not only do they take an amount of money that's less than what the state is currently paying, but the local schools get to keep all the local money and the federal dollars without the expense of educating that child. It'd kind of be like if you decided to change grocery stores, Martha, for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't like it, or the other one was more convenient, or there was a product that they offered at the other grocery store that your current grocery store didn't have. So it doesn't have to be that you hate your current grocery store. But you take your buying power to another grocery store, but you have to leave 50% of what you normally spend on groceries at your former grocery store to pay for their fixed expenses. You only get to take 50% to your new one. That's kind of what this does, because 50% of the dollars stay in the local public school when the student takes advantage of one of these scholarships.
So this isn't actually the money following the child. Am I hearing that right?
No, it is the state money following the child. Only as a member of the state legislature, I only have control over the state portion. I don't have control of it, but I only have influence over the state portion of the funding, which is about half the money. So that money would follow the child, and it would be put into an account that would be oversaw by the Student Finance Commission. And that money could then be distributed to pre-approved vendors who like public private school tuition or textbooks or online learning or tutoring, pre-approved vendors. So the money never touches the family's hands. It's distributed directly to those vendors who have applied to be part of the program.
And then the other bill has not come out of committee yet. I think it's, 999?
Correct. It's 999, and the only eligibility requirement would be that the student was in a public school currently. So it would be for anyone, but it's subject to appropriation. So the cap on that program would be determined by how much money the Appropriations Committee put in a separate line in the budget for that item. And it would be in a flat amount of $6,000 per student annually.
So who are the people that are supporting this, and what groups are lining up against it?
Parents support it. Educrats oppose it. Every person who testified against the bill in education committee was a paid lobbyist. Some of them are paid by our own tax dollars to come down there and argue against our kids. Parents support it. The school choice is overwhelmingly popular. Last year, the latest polling, 83% of Republicans support it, but a full 70% of Democrats support it. But most telling was the fact that 77% of parents who currently have their kids in public school support school choice. And it's also interesting to note that public school teachers enroll their own children in private school at twice the national average. So that should tell you that, you know, choice. It doesn't mean I cannot be more supportive of our public schools, but at the same time, some kids need an option. So I'm a both ander. I'm not an either or. I believe in both. You know, let's improve the public schools, make them the best they can be, and at the same time, provide an option for that small percentage of kids who don't do well in the traditional classroom setting.
Well, I mean, I know even in our own school system, in Hall County Schools and in Gainesville City Schools, as well as the other districts around here, many of them offer options of choice within the public school structure. And I know that, you know, the challenge always is funding. I mean, you know, that there are lots of concerns about how the funding is allocated. But I do think that what we've done is we've made schools more competitive by even talking about these things. Whether I support passing them, but even talking about them has made school systems say, oh, how can we be more accommodating? How can we do a better job? How can we offer more choice? That kind of thing. And I think that's a positive thing.
Yeah, you're getting a glimpse of the ultimate, which would be, you know, basically parents don't have a voice until they have a choice. Because, you know, if a parent goes with some concerns to the school and the school knows, well, this parent doesn't really have any choice but to stay here, then they're not going to be as receptive to receiving that information as they would be if they knew the parent actually could leave and they would lose the state portion of their funding for that particular student. So I think it all boats rise. There's 25 out of 27 studies have shown that when choice is offered, not only do the students who leave the public schools have better academic outcomes, but the students who remain in the public schools have better academic outcomes, because the student is more likely to leave the public school if they're not performing well. So our public schools are spending a disproportionate amount of their resources on kids who aren't doing well. When those kids are moved into a learning environment where they can succeed, then the public school is able to concentrate on the kids who are in the correct learning environment, and everybody does better. So it's a clear win-win. And the state economist, Dr. Jeffrey Dorfman, did a study that showed that for every student that took one of these scholarships, on average, the school would benefit to the tune of $3,800. They would actually, the funding would increase per student, and they would have $3,800 more on average to spend on the students who remain in the public schools. So it's a good program, and it's something that it's way past time. Georgians want it, and this is the year for us to give it to them.
Well, Wes Cantrell, thank you so much for being with us today. Good luck to you. I know it's like a labor of love when you've got to try to get a bill passed and everybody's taking shots at you. And I being with us. I appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, Martha. Anytime. You have a great day.
Thank you. We're going to take a